When we were done with this acoustic remote sensing mapping program, we could see that the coral reef extended about 30 kilometers along Southern Pulley Ridge. Much to our amazement, the completed multi-beam image revealed an intact barrier island, a paleo shoreline at the same depth as others we had mapped elsewhere on the West Florida shelf. Except this revealed many of the features we see in modern barrier islands along the coastline. Amazingly, this one was 70 meters below present-day sea level. The multi-beam image clearly showed beach ridges, closed-off tidal inlets, recurved spits at the north end, and low areas that were once freshwater lakes. The clarity of these barrier island features immediately told us that the coral reef we're covering it had to be very thin, maybe as thin as a half meter. If the reef had been several meters thick on top of the barrier island, the reef would have covered all the paleo shoreline features. The barrier island consisted of cemented carbonate sand and formed a hard substrate for corals and other reefal organisms to attach themselves. On either side of this cemented hard paleo shoreline substrate were soft, muddy sands incapable of supporting a coral reef.